We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into week three of the Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready. Greg Jones with me here today from LB's Meat Market. Campbell McCready with us again today from Zen Studios in Fayetteville. We'll go through another weekend of SEC picks. We've got some talking to do about what happened last weekend. Total disaster for both of these guys. Just a train wreck of a week for both of them. I can't even.
It's a 3-year-old season, and this is our first one, so I would think that's not that bad.
That's true. I would think that maybe you guys deserve a mulligan, so maybe we can work that out over the course of the year. If you do better, maybe we'll look back on week two and go, you know what, throwing it out. But for right now, it's with them, so we'll talk about that in a minute. First, I guess you get a little bit of a breather, Greg, this week with Ole Miss hitting the road to go to Georgia Tech, but then after that, it's Tulsa and then Kentucky. That Kentucky game shaping up as a huge one. That October 1st weekend could be a really big weekend around the SEC and nationally involving some SEC games, including Ole Miss and Kentucky. So what's going on at LB's and how can people plan for their, tailgates and their weekends in Oxford coming up?
Yeah, I was actually in Lexington this weekend, and a lot of people in Kentucky are coming down for that game. So I think it's going to be a really good game. So, always call the store and, we're getting some fresh seafood. We're actually on schedule. We're on Tuesday now, so I'm used to saying tomorrow. So on Thursday, we'll get the fresh fish because we're doing the court on Tuesday today. So always get fresh fish on Thursday. And, we're actually a lot busier on Saturdays whenever on away games because a lot of people are staying in town and grilling out. So, yeah, we'll be rocking and rolling. Plenty of lane trains, plenty of ribeyes, and going to probably do a new sausage this week. So, I've been told that I need to do something for Coach Bianco, kind of won a national championship. And Lane has the lane train, so, we've got to come up with something. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about Bianco balls, start selling meatballs. They're meat, a pre-cooked smoked meatball to where it's got the sauce and everything. So maybe we'll start selling Bianco balls.
That's a thought. We had LBs on Friday night. Campbell came home for the weekend, and we had strips. They were fantastic, as always. Had the jalapeno poppers. We had the stuffed bell pepper that you got us to try.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. I like the marinara sauce in there and all that. So we had an LB's dinner. It was fantastic as always. 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, right across the street from Kroger. You just need Kroger for a landmark. The meat's 8,462.7 times better at LB's. And just go in there one time and they'll prove it to you. The wings, tri-tip.
We can start saying it's the national debt better than Kroger.
Yes, it is the national debt. There you go. That tells you everything. The exploding national debt better than Kroger. All right, so let's talk about last week. Let's get it over with. Let's just deal with it here like grown-ups. Greg, you won the week. You won the week. That's the good news. The bad news is you won the week going 4-7.
Well, in the horse racing thing, if a horse has a bad race, you scratch the line through the race, and then you start over. So you know, four. I thought it was going to be like worse. I thought it was going to be like 2-9. So maybe Campbell got that number.
Campbell was 3-8.
Okay.
Campbell went 3-8. So if you all were horses, they would have shot you on the track. They would have just put you down. It was awful. It was just,
yeah, we would have found a new career. We would have definitely found a new career.
Trying to find the highlights of your week. Campbell got the Kansas State game over Missouri. She nailed that one. You both were off on Alabama. Campbell got Wake Forest, and I thought Campbell's off to a good start. Greg had Vanderbilt. That was not a good pick. You both had Arkansas covering the line, and they did. And then after that, your days went to hell. Texas A&M, Pittsburgh. Greg did get Iowa State. Campbell had Iowa. That's kind of my fault.
Didn't we get kind of moosed on the Pittsburgh game? Didn't we give it like at 6.5?
Yeah, you did. It was close. But I was actually 4.5. So, you know, you went. Greg had Kentucky. Campbell had Florida. Greg got that one. You both missed on the Auburn game. You both missed on the Mississippi State game. It was just bad. But you know what? We live to fight another day. We try again, because that's what we
do. Well, I mean, are we at least at 5? We're both at roughly 500. I mean, we're not, like, you know, too bad.
You're both you're not 500. You both are now 9-13 for the season. You're 4 games under. Y'all are losing people's money.
Well, you're like a
401k right now.
I will say that we have got a lot of money in people's pockets at this point, you know, after 4 years. So I think we're going to do it, but we'll pick it up this week.
You know, in the McCrady house, we just always preach perseverance. We preach just kind of get back up, go at it again, do your best, you know, all that stuff. And so Campbell was in shambles on Saturday night. I mean, I heard her upstairs sobbing as the San Jose State game. I was watching it
in my room. So
she was screaming no, and it was just, yeah, stayed up till 2 a.m. hoping Arizona would pull it off against Mississippi State. There was devastation in upstairs in the house, but you know, look at her today. She's gotten some rest. She's done research. We're getting back
in. Doing a spin class. What's the music like? What's the set list?
Well, I actually only teach once a week now because I took a pretty long break to do recruitment share stuff. So I have a really weird time. I teach at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. So usually it's either like 2 people in the class or nobody's in the class. So.
Oh, well, that works out perfect.
I've only had to make one class in the past like 2 weeks, so.
I'm going to have to get your job. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, just work once. Yeah, it'd be good. All right, so let's dive into the games. We've got a pretty good slate of games. So first, 3 SEC games against teams that are in the FCS. So there's no line on Youngstown State at Kentucky. That's an 11 a.m. game on the SEC Network. There is no line on the Missouri State Arkansas game. That game's at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus. And I missed one. Where's the other no line? Okay, up earlier. Abilene Christian is at Missouri, a game that only a mother could love. That game's at 11 a.m. on ESPN Plus. So no lines on those 3 games. So we'll dive into the ones that do have lines. We'll start in Columbia, South Carolina. The top-ranked Georgia Bulldogs head to South Carolina. Georgia is a 24.5-point favorite, Greg, on a game that can be seen on ESPN at 11 a.m. Central. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Georgia's the only team that hasn't given up a touchdown all year. So I think I saw that tweet, which is a pretty good thing to have, but They're good, man. I thought Oregon was at least going to give them a little fight, but I mean, it was just kind of like one of those old Alabama games, you know. And Kirby kind of has that Alabama, you know, vibe going with Georgia. So I'm going to take Georgia here. I feel like they're the new Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. They go from being Alabama East to the new Alabama. All right, Campbell, Greg is going to take Georgia. Lay 24.5 points. Against a South Carolina team that was in Fayetteville last weekend. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with Greg and go with Georgia on this one.
Wow. Campbell's showing some resilience here. We're not sticking with the old tried and true. Clearly
they didn't work last week.
Yeah. We're putting a line through the race. We're starting from scratch. We're We're bringing out all the stops.
Yeah, I put a game in, and we'll get to it in a minute. Actually, we're getting to it right now. This is a moment in the 3-year series of the Butcher versus the Spin Instructor that we're going to find out. We're going to learn a little something right here, Greg. It's Campbell's turn. Going out of the SEC for one game. I put this game in intentionally because I want to see something. I want to see whether we're sticking with something or whether we're nope. It's time to adjust.
Do I need to get the Grey Goose out for this one?
No, this is a good game. Two top 25 teams. No. This is the Grey Goose game is coming, but it's not this one. 12th
I get all ranked, excited about the Grey Goose game. I'm sorry.
12th ranked BYU, fresh off a overtime win over green uniform Baylor. They head to 25th ranked Oregon, who still wears green. 2:30 Central Time on Fox. Campbell, BYU is a 3.5-point underdog.
I'll go with BYU.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Gonna switch up my green.
Yeah. What's your favorite color now? I mean, people need to
know. I don't even know what BYU's colors are. So that
works out even better.
Blue and white.
What'd you say, blue and white?
Blue and white. Yeah, that's they're in.
I don't like the color of your tank top.
I'm wearing blue, so there we go.
There you go.
Oh wow, man, the angles in this show is just
wow. Insane. That is, I mean, what a paradigm shift.
I don't know. I don't know how I can follow that up. I mean,
it feels like the entire earth.
I'm just gonna say BYU. I'm just gonna say BYU.
Oh, Greg,
I'm agreeing.
Greg's gonna just go with her.
I mean, my friend graduated from BYU, and I won with BYU last week, didn't I? I think
you did.
I did with so BYU.
By the way, I feel good about this because we told people BYU and Baylor was going to be a great football game, and it was a great football game. It was so entertaining. All right, Greg, we get back into SEC play, sort of. At least one of the teams, one that we all know pretty well, Ole Miss. The 20th ranked Rebels head to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. This is a 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern game. You can see it on ABC because it's the it's at Georgia Tech's place, so it's their TV contract. The game's on ABC. Ole Miss, Greg, is a 14.5-point favorite.
I like Ole Miss a lot here. I mean, I missed the game. On the way, I went to Kentucky Downs and watched a couple horse races on Saturday and ventured up to Lexington and watched the Kentucky game at Rupp Arena's new little place. I've got a bar across the street. They did a bunch of remodeling, so it's really, really cool. Have you been to Rupp Arena?
I've been to Rupp a few times. It's been a minute since I've been there. I remember
they've done some remodeling. It looks really awesome. Honestly.
It used to sort of be attached to this kind of like a little shopping area.
Yeah, they've ventured off and like they've glassed it in to where they have entries and, you know, that sort of thing. And they've set up literally kind of like a corner bar where it has video games and pool tables and stuff like that. Almost kind of like the Dazed and Confused Emporium where they all have like the pools, you know, and video games. It's pretty cool. It was a good time. So, but yeah, Rupp Arena's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I like Rupp, too. It's a great place to go to a basketball game. All right, Campbell, Greg's going to take Ole Miss. He's going to lay 14.5 points at Georgia Tech.
I'll go with Ole Miss, too.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So far, you guys are just marching in lockstep. It's almost like you're afraid of.
No, we know we rehearsed this before okay. We did this.
All right, good enough. We're getting into some interesting games. Another 2:30 game. This one on CBS. Penn State, the 22nd ranked Nittany Lions, they head to Auburn to play the Tigers again. 2:30 CBS. Auburn is a 3-point underdog at home. Campbell.
I'm gonna go with Penn State. I'm going to stick with this angle that I never pick Auburn and going to keep that going.
I have a lot of respect for that. I really do, because that was a terrible school tour that we took that day. It was hotter than hell. And
I mean, I really like added some dramatic parts to it for sure. But this angle seems to semi-work for me maybe. So
you don't want to hold on to it, I think.
All right. So, Greg. Campbell is going to take Penn State. She's going to lay.
And we're like I said, we're going to agree on this. We like Penn State. I don't want to ever get yelled at War Eagle. Like, I don't want somebody to come up and yell War Eagle.
I think it's War Eagle. But instead of saying Merry Christmas, they say War Eagle. Instead of saying, like, hey, your zipper's down, they go War Eagle. It's just constant. It's too much. It's too much. Like, nobody walks around on the Ole Miss campus and see someone on a random Tuesday that they haven't seen in 3 weeks ago. Oh, hey, hottie toddy. No, they just say, hey, Jim, or hey, Campbell. If you're at Arkansas and you see a friend, Campbell doesn't go, woo pig. No, she says, hey, Bobby, right? That's it. I mean, this is just not so common. But there it's like, now look. After what's happened at Texas A&M this week with the video and all that stuff, you can't call any place a cult without referring to A&M as being the king of the cults. But just say hello. Just say happy Thanksgiving. You don't have to say War Eagle. It's not like aloha or something. I get it. I understand. All right, you're both taking Penn State. You're both laying the 3. All right, Greg, get your bottle ready because I think this is it. It's either this one or the next one. And frankly, we might need 2 bottles. But this is probably one. Vanderbilt.
Let me see if I got
we can just take 2 swigs from it.
I got a big beer up there.
Okay.
We can get a co-sponsor with Fat Tire. So this is the Grey Goose co-sponsor Fat Tire game of the week.
All right, this is either – yeah, this might be the Fat Tire game of the week because I think the next one's the Grey Goose. This is the Fat Tire big bottle of beer game of the week. Vanderbilt is 1.5-point underdog, Greg, at Northern Illinois. This game is at 2:30 also. You can see it on CBS Sports Network. If for some reason you just need to see this game, you can. Vanderbilt getting 1.5 in DeKalb, Illinois.
I'm going Northern Illinois. I bet on Vanderbilt last week because I don't know why. So I'm going to, like I said, put a line through what I didn't do right last, you know, and we're going to do right this week. So we're going to take Northern Illinois.
All right, Campbell, last week you bet against Vanderbilt and you won. This time Vanderbilt playing a little different kind of team going up to play Northern Illinois out of the MAC. Northern Illinois is the Huskies, in case you're wondering, in case you're looking for anything here. Vanderbilt again, a 1.5-point underdog.
I'll go with Northern Illinois. I don't think I've picked Vanderbilt for as long as we've done this.
Yeah, I don't think you have either. All right,
and she's pretty much 60% probably on that bet.
Yeah. So okay, well here's another interesting one because we're going to test we're testing some things here, and this is a huge number. This is your Grey Goose half filled bottle of vodka game of the week. Let's see, it's Campbell's turn, I think. Campbell, my alma mater, the prestigious academic institution that is Louisiana Monroe, is getting 50 points. 50.
Are they bringing the water skiing team too or not? Because that's a big angle for me.
I've not heard anything about the water ski team coming. 50 points at number two, Alabama, coming off that narrow win over the Texas Longhorns in Austin. This is a 3 p.m. game on the SEC Network. Nick Saban versus Terry Bowden. I mean, that's just
a classic.
Yeah.
ESPN classic.
50 points, Campbell. Is that too rich for your blood? Are you going to take Alabama and lay the 50, or are you going to take the Warhawks and get 50 points?
I'll go with Alabama.
All right, so Campbell's going to lay half a hundred on the Crimson Tide, Greg. She's going to put 50 points down. What do you think?
And, you know, I feel like this is like a 55-3 game for some strange – or 55-10 maybe.
Well, that would be a big difference. 55-3 and you're covering. 55-10 and you don't.
For some strange reason, the stadium's going to be full. It's going to be 1 minute left to go. It's going to be 55-0 or 55-yeah, it's going to be 55-0. And they're going to be cheering to hopefully stop them. But I think the Warhawks – push through and they cover. I'm going to take the 50 points and all go right with the Marty the Moose late touchdown for the cover.
Wow. Incredible. All right. We go from a ridiculously stupid game of 50 points to maybe the most interesting game on the docket this week. Certainly the most interesting inside the conference game. Mississippi State heads to LSU, Greg. It's a 5 o'clock game on ESPN. ESPN's got a triple header on Saturday. They got Georgia, South Carolina, and they've got this is the middle game. Mississippi State at LSU. Here's the interesting part. Mississippi State's a 2.5 point favorite on the road at LSU.
So I don't think I've ever taken Mississippi State in this show, and I think that I'm under 500 on that bet. I think like.
I mean, I haven't done the math, but I'm pretty sure you've never taken state.
So I'm going to, like I said, fresh start. We're going to dig ourselves out of the hole and, you know, go our different ways. And we're going to take Mississippi State. You know, I didn't believe that Mississippi State would be a sleeper in the SEC. And here they are being a sleeper in the SEC. So I'm going to trust Vegas on this. If Vegas has Mississippi State favored in Baton Rouge, there should be a reason why they're favored by 2.5 points. So I'm just going to trust that.
All right, Campbell. Greg is laying 2.5 points. Yeah, laying 2.5 points with the road team at LSU. LSU 1-1 on the season. What do you think?
I'll go with LSU just because it's at LSU, and I don't know. That's just what I'm.
I mean, it's hard to win the Death Valley. I agree.
I get it. All right, another ridiculous line, Campbell. You're the one getting having to decide first on these lines. Akron, the Zips, they head to 15th-ranked Tennessee. Tennessee coming off that overtime win at Pittsburgh. This is a 6 o'clock game on ESPN+. Plus, Akron, Campbell, is getting 46.5 points. You laid 50 with Alabama. Are you going to lay 46.5 with Tennessee?
I mean, I don't even know where Akron is.
Ohio.
Okay.
LeBron James is Akron's most famous son.
I'll just go with Akron. I don't really know why, but that's what I'm going to go with.
All right. Campbell, in a bout of inconsistency here, is going to take Akron and take the 46.5 at Neyland Stadium, Greg.
I'm going to go with the dog too. I like points for some strange reason. If you give me a total of What is the combination of Alabama and
96.5 combined?
Yeah, if you give me 96-0, and if I can't go 1-for-1, I think they're both really, really bad teams. I'll never bet on them again. But I'm going to take both. I'm going to trust Vegas is here. You know, there's a reason why that number's so high. And with that being said, I hope I get the little Marty the Moose touchdown with 1 minute to go. That means nothing, and it makes everybody in Vegas happy.
All right, Greg, we've got a pretty interesting line here. South Florida heads to 18th-ranked Florida. The Gators licking their wounds after losing to Kentucky last weekend. This is a 6:30 game on the SEC Network. South Florida is getting 24.5 points. So a big line, but not the crazy big line. 24.5 for the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen much South Florida, but I feel like they kind of treat this as a rival, but not really a rival. But anyway, I'm going to take I'm going to go underdog again. I'm going to go with the points. I'm going to go 24. I'm going to take all. I just feel like if I'm going to take the dogs, I'm going to take them all.
All right, Campbell Gregg is going to take South Florida, the Bulls, and 24.5 points against the Gators in Gainesville.
I don't really have any, like, you know, strategy like he does with picking, you know, all the underdogs, but I'm going to go with Florida. I'm just picking each side.
I don't hate that pick. I don't hate that pick.
I mean, an alligator would probably eat a bull, I think, or, you know.
That would be an interesting fight. I guess it would really depend on the terrain, right?
If you get
the bull into the water, it probably becomes advantage alligator.
I'm pretty sure there's a video on YouTube of bull versus alligator.
But I'm thinking that if you get the alligator onto the ground,
and it gets that death roll, it's over with.
The bull could stomp it.
But if the death roll, it's all about the death roll. If he can get that right angle and turn it, it's bugging.
I mean, a bull's big, though. I mean, you have
those water buffalo. I'm pretty sure, I mean, the only way that can interact is water buffalo and alligators. All right, Campbell's got a spin test. We got to hurry up and get it out.
All right, last one. Here we go. Last one. We got Miami. This is the interesting game, probably the most interesting game of the day. The Miami Hurricanes head to College Station, Texas. 8:00 game, ESPN. Miami is getting 5.5 points on the road at Texas A&M. Texas A&M losing to Appalachian State last week. It's been chaos and panic in College Station this week. What do you think, Campbell? Miami getting 5.5.
I'll go with Texas A&M.
All right, I'm hoping you're wrong. I want Miami to win this game so bad, Greg. Campbell is going to take Texas A&M. She's going to lay 5.5 against the Canes.
I'm always curious about whenever a coach, you know, takes the blame on himself of not having the team, you know, mentally ready to play a football game, and he gets paid a particular dollar amount. You know, like if I didn't want to show up to LB's, you know, and just not, you know, not be have the, you know, everything ready, I just, you know, that would be not be doing my job. Am I not right?
That would not be ideal, probably. That would not be retain customers and such. Yeah.
I just don't understand how you can be like, well, I just didn't have the team ready. And, you know, we'll be ready to play this week. So I like the Miami. I'm going to go with you on this. I hope that Miami wins.
All right. Greg is going to go with the Canes. Campbell's going to go with the Aggies. I think we all, no offense, Campbell, we all will be cheering for Greg on this last game. Probably most people cheering with you on the LSU-Mississippi State game, although there's just like a lot of mutual hatred for all of those teams, but pretty interesting week. So, again, if you are in town or you're hanging around and you aren't going to Atlanta and you want to make sure that you've got great grub on the grill, head to LB's 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, right across from Kroger. Jalapeno poppers, stuffed mushrooms, the bacon wrap, asparagus. There's so much stuff there, Greg. And how can people get in touch with you?
You know, always call the store, 662-259-2999. You know, I've got Instagram and Facebook, and I try to check it as much as I can. And I get some messages, you know, through there. So always call the store. But Yeah, I mean, if you can give us a heads up on stuff like that, we can get you taken care of and have everything ready, and you don't have to worry about it. And always mention the podcast. I mean, it always helps whenever, you know, people say something that they enjoy the podcast. And because, it, you know, it helps us, you know, keep going, giving and, you know, having fun with this, because I think we like doing the podcast.
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah, please mention that you heard about it on the podcast, or you like the podcast or whatever. That's always a nice thing, and makes us feel good too. So have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the games. If you're traveling to Atlanta or wherever, please be safe. And we will be back next week with another edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. For Greg, for Campbell, I'm Neil. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.